morning. My guest this morning is Anita Smith from the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation. Good morning, Anita.
Hi there, Roland. Good to be here.
Well, you were here a while ago talking about the various stuff that is going on at the Laguna Foundation, but we didn't even really scratch the surface, so let's give it another try.
Excellent. Okay. We appreciate the opportunity.
Birding, that's one of my favorites. I have several bird feeders outside the window and my Roger Torrey Peterson book to keep track of who they are. So Spring Birding Series with Lisa Hug, that's March, April, and May?
Yes, we have a three-part series, Bird Walk, with Lisa Hug. People can sign up for one or two or all three. And actually, the March birding trip is already full, but we do have some space in the April, and we definitely have space in the May. Bird watching is one of those great windows into being out in nature because you can really slow down and observe, and there's so much more to it than just the birds. You all of a sudden notice the insects and maybe the mammal tracks. And this is such a beautiful time of year here in Sonoma County. It's a great opportunity to get out and smell the mustard fields in bloom and just really enjoy. Lisa Hug is an amazing birder and a really fun naturalist to be out.
And then dragonflies are also represented by Kathy Biggs, who's giving a talk on the 24th of March.
Kathy Biggs, again, another local treasure who has written books about dragonflies. She'll be giving a talk on Thursday evening, March 24th at 7 o'clock at the foundation. And she has amazing slides and information piquing people's curiosity about dragonflies. We've realized lately that not only is the Laguna de Santa Rosa an important stopover on the Pacific Flyway for birds, but it's also a stopover for dragonflies. Some of these dragonflies travel hundreds and thousands of miles.
Wow,
it's
amazing. I didn't realize they were that migratory.
Totally amazing. So Kathy's talk is wonderful. She's going to also give a workshop about dragonflies in June, which is a fun opportunity to get outside with her and learn.
I note also that you get to have hands-on stuff too with basket weaving.
You know, we try to offer something for everyone in the community, all ages, all abilities, and all price. We try to give things for free or low cost as possible. On occasion, we have a fee related to it. But coming up in April is Charlie Kennard is giving a workshop about how to create a straw basket, a coiled straw basket. He's an amazing weaver using native plants.
Is he using any native techniques?
Definitely. Charlie has worked a lot with Native American communities and does a lot out at Point Reyes. And he's an incredible weaver.
Oh,
he has this big tule boat in Heron Hall that people may have seen. And it's really fun to take workshops with Charlie.
I see also a talk and walk about vernal pools.
Vernal pools are those unique depressions in our landscape that have unique soil and topography so that they harbor water longer than a lot of areas, and they become a real special breeding ground for things like the California tiger salamander, and they have unique endangered plants there and flowers. And one of our conservation scientists on staff, Hattie Brown, will be leading a walk on, I believe it's May 1st. Is that May Day? May 1st, she'll be leading a walk and give a little bit of talk about vernal pools. And it's hard to get into areas that have vernal pools because most of them are on private property. But we have a couple of places where we can take the public, and we're excited to do that.
So what's the best way to get information about these and other stuff that's coming up?
There's several ways. People can go to our website, lagunafoundation.org, and check out what's coming up and register for the events that require registration. You can also fill in a little form online to get on our monthly e-news. We send out a monthly announcement of things coming up. Or folks could certainly follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
Great. Thank you, Anita.
You're welcome, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.